This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find our podcast on iTunes. The world lost a champion with the death of Muhammad Ali, a man who inspired millions around the world. But people living with Parkinson's disease perhaps felt that loss a little bit more deeply. Since his diagnosis in 1984, Ali was one of the biggest fighters for this cause. I asked Nabila Dahodwala, a neurologist at the University of Pennsylvania, how Ali's diagnosis impacted Parkinson's awareness.
Well, I believe that he was one of the first celebrities to come out and tell people that he had Parkinson's disease, to talk about it, and to start to raise money to support the treatment and care of people with Parkinson's disease. And that was a big deal because Parkinson's disease can have stigma associated with it. It's a progressive degenerative disorder. And I think it really was very empowering for other people to see that this great champion had Parkinson's disease. He wasn't letting it define him. He was living with it and fighting to overcome it.
I was listening to old interviews with Muhammad Ali earlier on, and you definitely notice a change, a rapid change in his speech. Let's listen to this clip. This is an interview with Barbara Walters from 1978.
It's a way of life for you. It's money. It's an entourage. It's a feeling about yourself.
I'll give it all up tomorrow, find a job pumping gas at a gas station if I had to, and me and my wife and my children get a two-room apartment and one bathroom, one kitchen, and be happy.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
So he was always soft-spoken, but he definitely still had his vigor in this interview. Now let's listen to this clip from 1981.
And there were reports about me of brain trouble, kidney trouble, and speech defects. So I went to Mayo Clinic and got a physical. Stayed there about 2 days, and we 100% check out.
And I feel like you can already hear, even though at this point he's maintaining he's healthy, you can already hear a change in his speech.
Oh, I agree. And it's interesting that you could pick up on that, because it can be subtle changes in speech, and it can be hard for people themselves and their family members to really notice these changes because it happens so slowly. But his words are getting a little bit slurred.
Let's listen to this clip from 2001.
You know me, I'm a boxer. I'm called the greatest of all time. People recognize me for being a boxer and a man of truth.
Did he lose his speech fairly quickly, or is that typical for people with Parkinson's?
I don't think that would be atypical. I mean, that was 2001, so from over 20 years, he's had a decline in speech. So it's hard to know where he was with his treatment, medications, physical speech therapy. But 20 years is a pretty good time to be, you know, functioning, independent, still giving interviews.
What did Muhammad Ali do specifically for minorities who are affected by Parkinson's? They tend to be underdiagnosed and undertreated.
Correct. So African Americans and Latinos are less likely to get diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. There can be delays in their diagnosis. And then even once diagnosed, are less likely to receive the same treatment that white Americans with Parkinson's disease would receive. And I think one of the biggest things he did was being in the public eye, an African-American with Parkinson's disease. He's relatable to someone, a patient with similar symptoms who may not know what's causing his symptoms, but he just was able to increase awareness by just talking about it and being in the public. The other big thing he did was to help fundraise for Parkinson's disease. And a lot of his fundraising support went to the Muhammad Ali Center in Arizona. And they are one of the leaders in community outreach and education about Parkinson's disease in underserved areas, reducing the healthcare disparities that we see and increasing the diversity of the patients that can get access to care.
And what's the importance of getting into treatment early?
There's a lot of education that happens early on about what is happening with Parkinson's disease and how it's affecting your body. There's clearly an improvement in quality of life when we start treatments for Parkinson's disease. People feel better. People can keep on working. They're more likely to go out of their home and be involved in the community when they're treated.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Nabila Dahodwala is a movement disorder neurologist at the University of Pennsylvania.